Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
This is Dante Lee, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, more credibility. The SEO Queen, more visibility. The SEO Queen, more profitability. The SEO Queen, 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 more credibility, more visibility, more profitability. The SEO Queen.
Hello and welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you to get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. On Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes, Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can always go to SEOQueen.com and download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. I am so thrilled to have my next guest on the show. As you may have heard, the SEO Queen is producing the Reach More Clients Power Conference, which is scheduled for July 29th, 30th, and 31st. I am proud to say that we have partnered with the LA South Chamber, Connected Women of Influence, and we have some amazing businesses and speakers who will be speaking. I'm very excited to announce that fellow Bashani Radio podcast host Marquel Russell will be on the main stage talking all about client attraction. And there's so many more. If you go to SEOQueens.com/conference, you can get way more information and purchase early bird tickets. After July 1st, the ticket price is double. So you definitely want to get either the VIP experience or the general admission tickets. So without further ado, I want to give you a little taste of what we're going to be talking about in terms of getting more clients, reaching more clients at the conference. And I have with me the writer, the journalist, the just all around great guy, Gabriel Rich. He is going to be chiming in a few moments. I want to tell you a little bit about Gabriel. Gabriel is one of the publicists that is on the SEO Queens team. He is out there helping us get clients visible in Black Enterprise, Ebony, Essence, and other outlets. In addition, Gabriel is quite a writer. He at one point was recruited by Vibe magazine and has written for numerous publications, newspapers and magazines from coast to coast. He is a music industry insider. And, you know, we're going to be talking about the power of your story and why you need to control the narrative. Now, before Gabriel chimes in here, I also want to talk about SEO tools. Now, search engine optimization or SEO is the way that you get more visibility to your site. So when you are able to make your site optimized so that it comes up when you go to search engines like Google and put in a query, this is when your website is optimized and your site will come up when people are searching for your products and services using, when you optimize your presence using the language that your ideal customer is looking for you by, it, you come up in search. So we all want to be Google famous. I know I definitely do. If you Google the SEO queen, you'll find SEOqueen.com pops right up there. So some of the tools that you definitely have to have for your website are Google My Business, Search Console, and Google Analytics. When you have all three of those tools set up, they're free services from Google. With Google My Business, you establish yourself as a brand and entity, and this gives you more favorite status in search engine results. When you use Search Console, you're communicating directly with Google. Currently, I was looking at the Search Console for one of my clients, and I was able to find there was a duplicate content issue. And so now I know what needs to be fixed to get them greater and additional visibility. Next, Google Analytics. It is so important to see how many people are coming to your website, what devices they're using, how long they're staying on your website, how did they come? Did they come from Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn? Did they just type the domain directly in? There's all kinds of ways that people can come to your website, and just kind of knowing how people are looking for you, how they're finding you, coming to you, that is something very, very important. So, you know, Google My Business has some new features now as well. So it has the Black-owned business feature. If you are a Black-owned business, you definitely want to make sure you take advantage of that, that you specify that. Google My Business also has a chat functionality. You can put your company reviews. When you want people to review your brand, you can put those review. You can point them to your Google My Business review section page so that people can give you favorable reviews. And this definitely is great social proof to drive conversions and sales. Also, Google Analytics, again, tells you exactly how people are coming to your site, how long they're staying on your site, what they're looking at on your site, and so much more. So you definitely want Search Console, Google Analytics, and Google My Business. So, Gabriel, now since I've said all that, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I see there's a lot going on with fire trucks. I hear the fire trucks in the
background. Yeah, fire trucks in the background. Who knows?
Right. It's a lot going on. I think people are definitely feeling themselves after being quarantined over a year. So it's going to be an interesting summer, to say the least. Interesting. We were talking the other day about just the power of SEO and using it to control your narrative. Why should, in your
professional, let's hope we don't go back to a quarantine.
Say that again.
I said, let's hope that we don't go back to a quarantine. You can hope.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Let's hope we don't go back to it. But I want to know from you, why do you think it's so important for small business owners and professionals to think about controlling their narrative for their brand?
I think it's essential for them to control their narrative, primarily because they're small businesses, they're in control of their careers, so to speak, and they have a voice and have a say. It's just a simple, it's just, I say it's simple, but it's not so simple to those who don't have the experience doing it. But it's just a means to, by controlling your narrative, you get to convey to people what you're actually about, right? And what you do and how you do it. And you can't beat that. It's better for you to control your own narrative than someone else to do it and misrepresent you. And that happens a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think, you know, as a business owner myself, and, you know, seeing, you know, when people search for the SEO queen and see it on Google page one spot one, is just a tremendous source of pride. And, you know, for me, controlling the narrative is an issue of intellectual property, branding, sales and marketing. It's right. All of those things, you know, it's more than just website traffic. It's credibility.
Yes.
It's like when you're easily found on search engines, you have that credibility. I mean, what have you, I mean, I know you have a lot of conversations with, you know, business owners from all over the world. And, you know, what have you been hearing them say lately about, you know, their narrative online? What things have you been hearing?
About what exactly?
About, you know, just
about their narrative online?
Yeah, about how they look at their reputation and brand online.
A lot of them, to be honest with you, are getting more aware about their branding than ever before. And a lot of them now are acutely aware of trying to control their narrative rather than getting someone out who doesn't, or paying someone, hiring someone who doesn't know them, that hasn't taken the time to understand them. And then they get the wrong narrative out. People get the wrong impression of that business. So a lot of people now are very conscious about trying to get their narrative out to people, their Google hits, you know, what it says when you Google them, their reputation, particularly their reputation. More people today, it used to be that people were more concerned about their image, but these days they're actually more concerned about their reputation than their image, because, you know, image is just a projection of who you are. It doesn't mean that you're actually that person or that business. So that's what they're more concerned about now. They're far more concerned about their reputation, because they understand that when your reputation takes a hit, it can affect their business.
Exactly. So, you know, for me, I think, you know, it's so important to be present on Google. You know, one thing that makes me uncomfortable is when I am, you know, considering engaging a brand for, you know, services of any kind. It could be, you know, as a single mom, something for my son or something. If I cannot find reviews, if I cannot find a professionally assembled website, if I cannot find the social media handles, it makes me wonder, is this business legit?
Right.
And the other thing that makes me nervous is when I go to a website and I don't see any face. I'm like, who's at this? Where is the team? Who is running the day-to-day of this company? So when I have to search and search and search for a face and it's not clear, that makes me nervous as well. The narrative, even if you think your brand is insignificant, even if you think that you can't afford to invest in it, you have to, you know.
Yeah.
You know, for me, the biggest lesson for me with 2020 and COVID has been, you cannot put your eggs in one basket. Like, you cannot put all your eggs in foot traffic. You cannot use just TV. You cannot just use social media. You cannot use all these things. You have to be plugged in on all these platforms, and especially search engines.
Agreed.
Yeah. So for me, you know, let's unpack search engine optimization a little bit here. So, you know, everybody knows I introduced you. People know you're a part of my team, the SEO Queen team. And when we talk, what is our philosophy around search engine optimization? Why is PR such an integral part of our SEO campaigns for our clients?
Well, PR is important because PR are the very people who reach out to your publications, reach out to media, and give an honest assessment, because you have to be honest about it, of what the business is about, what that client is about, okay? Put them in a positive spin, put them in a positive light so that they can be read, seen by the media, and know that these people are receiving exposure. They're somebody, you know, that there's somebody, this is somebody that you need to be aware of. This person is moving and shaking, and they're making their way up, and the media are aware of them. If the media are aware of them, then you should also be aware of them as well. You know, so
right.
You need that. You need that part and that aspect. You know, it's almost a step in the a link in the chain of what you do in terms of SEO.
Right.
You know, one hand washes the other, so to speak. You know,
exactly.
What you do is the ultimate, but that's right. But what you exactly. do is the ultimate, but what I do is the genesis, so to speak, or at least the middle ground of building that person's reputation.
Right. So for me, I see PR and what you do and what you bring to the team. I see this as so critical because there's no backlink, like a backlink from a highly trafficked website. And when you True. Think about the type of websites that are visited daily by thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people outside of social media, it's the news sites.
Yes.
The news sites have people sticking and staying because that's the newspaper of the information age. You know, people want to know what's going on. And if you're in those platforms, you're plugging into daily traffic. And so there's over 200 factors that search engines look at Google search engine looks at in order to rank a site. And one of the factors is backlinks. The other is the quality of the backlinks. What is a high quality backlink? A high quality backlink, you know, a site that is high quality that links to your site is a website that is highly trafficked.
Highly
yes. trafficked. And, you know, I can't think of any website type that is more trafficked in the world than the news and media sites and blog sites. Can you think of any other
Correct.
Sites outside of social media that's heavily trafficked?
No. You hit the nail on the head.
Right. So, you know, unlike other SEO companies, you know, we don't believe in, you know, taking our time going after okay or mediocre results. We want to see hockey stick growth. That's what we want.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, we want to see, not only we want to see hockey stick growth, but we want to get you squared away and send you on your way. Right. Because we have a whole lot of
right.
people to help.
Exactly.
We're not trying
exactly.
to drag this out. We want to 12 weeks. We want to put the stank on it and you on Google page one and voila.
Exactly.
That's what we
exactly.
want to do. So
we want to put you out there quickly, get you out there, get you that exposure you need. And then we move on, you know, and then maybe down the line, if you're coming with something new, if you're trying to reinvent yourself, if you were trying to launch a new product, then we'll come back to you and we'll do the exact same thing again, and this time we'll make it bigger and brighter. Because what a lot of people don't understand is once you're in, you get that media exposure the first time, the media has pretty much anointed you, so to speak, it's easier to do it the second time. It's easier to do it the third time, the fourth time, the fifth time.
This is a great discussion. And, you know, when we were talking the other day, I was like, you know what? We need to not have these strategic discussions privately. We need to share this dialogue with the world. So you were
right.
talking earlier about, you know, just controlling the narrative and, you know, being able to present yourself, present your brand on your terms online. And just I want to know from you, Gabriel, like, why is it that only 30% of businesses have an SEO strategy? Why is it so low? And why should businesses invest now to control the narrative of their brand and get more visibility online?
I've noticed that a lot of people don't even know about an SEO branding or SEO branding or having, let alone developing an SEO strategy. This is something that is unknown to them, so to speak. They understand, and a lot of them really don't even understand PR. They don't really understand how it works. I think it would help people because there are classes out there that you can take, or it's not even necessarily classes, but there are notes out here that you can Google and read about what an SEO is, what publicity is, what marketing is, and what advertising is, so that you can get a better understanding of what is being done for you and how necessary it is, particularly the SEO side. You need that. You need that traffic. You need, you want to be on Google, someone to Google you. You want to be on page one. You want to be on page two, page three, and beyond, if possible. You know, and it's vitally important, but a lot of people just don't know that yet. You know, a lot of the times a company or a person who owns a business, they think that once they've developed that business and they've gotten started, well, that's the end of it. But in reality, you and I know it's just the beginning. Now you've got to get yourself out here to the people. Now you've got to, you know, interact with the public. You've got to make yourself familiar with the media. And they don't really understand that side, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think you're really right. So one thing that I'm really proud to announce, and I've been, Gabriel, you know me. I've been working hard, like working for the clients.
Grinding. You've been grinding.
I've been in beast mode.
Yes, you have.
But when you talk about learning search engine optimization, I would be remiss if I didn't put a shameless plug for my new website, myseonow.com. MySEONow.com. So that site is helping people learn more about search engine optimization. So Gabriel, you know, I have my son in my face right now, so we're going to have to wrap up this episode. So do you have any final thoughts you want to leave with the people?
Sure. It's real simple. If you're developing a business or you're starting, you know, you have a startup business and you really want to get out here to the media and the world, it's vital that you understand the marketing, promotion, publicity side of it. Advertising comes later, but you want to, you know, anybody who understands advertising alone understands at least the other two, but SEO, you know, search engine, that you need that. It is just, I can't stress how important it is for you to have that traffic, all right, to have the number of hits. Put a widget in your website where you can monitor the number of, you know, amount of traffic that you get on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis, depending upon how engaged you are with your website. But you do need it. And I've tried to explain this to people time and time and time again. Sometimes it's falling on deaf ears, but sometimes people do get it and they find that their business has picked up, you know, exponentially because they got the SEO side of it together.
Right. So, you know, I think about SEO like this. You know, you have this running faucet and, you know, this running faucet of traffic, which is all the people who go to search engines. In fact, 94% of people who go to search engines trust organic results over the paid ads. 94%.
Right.
So if you're only doing paid ads, you are only reaching 6% of your potential client base.
Right.
So for me,
right,
you know, search engine optimization is more than just hype. SEO is not dead. Keywords are critical. It is important because when you talk about algorithms and you talk about technology, you know, search, the idea of data being created, having to be organized and having to be found when it's needed. This is the very, very simple foundation of SEO. Back in the day before the internet, librarians would have this big drawer system, and you would go to the drawer based on the author's last name in alphabetical order. And then you would flip through the cards to find the book. So you can find the number, then you'd grab the card or you'd write it down. Then you'd go on the shelf and you'd go to the section in the library where that book is to find it. And that was an algorithm. Now it's automated. That's all we're doing is automating the search and identification of data. Automation is what made Henry Ford a millionaire, that created Ford. You know, when you talk about the industrial age, it was all about automation. And if you as a business owner don't automate, you're going to be left behind. Period.
Yeah.
Automation is key. And SEO is a way to automate your customer acquisition. It's a way to get more people in the top of your funnel so that you can grow your business. Now, my son has calmed down. He's going to let me be great for a moment. So I have one other question I'm going to sneak in here to you, Gabriel.
Sure.
Why is SEO so important for Black-owned business owners? Why? Why is that?
And just let me add, remember that Henry Ford got that automation idea.
From a Black man.
Yes, exactly.
Let's not get it twisted. But that's an episode. That discussion is an episode for another day. But
for another day, for another day. So what was your question? Because I just had
my question is why is SEO so important for Black-owned business owners?
Because it gets Black-owned business owners ahead of the curve. Because a lot of the times we are behind on the innovative curve to the point where it is tragically embarrassing. And we're still using the old ways. And, you know, while the old ways are still solid, they're old. And these days you can reach, you know, tens of thousands, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of people, you know, just really with the search engine, you know, you can literally reach the world, actually, doing it the way that we're doing it today. And we tend to just ignore that side. And when I say the business is starting, they think that, let me give you an example, okay? A lot of the music artists that I've worked with, when they create an album, they think because that album has been created now, it's done, it's finished, it's in the can, now all we have to do now is just, you know, just get it out there. And they think that their work is done, right, after the album is created, that, you know, henceforth, someone will hear it and will come along and, you know, they'll sell millions of copies of records. And it does not work that way. You're just now beginning. Okay, you did the creative side. Now comes the business side. Right. Now comes the, you know, the advertising. Now comes the marketing of the album. Now comes the promoting of the album. Now comes the PR side. And now, in this day and age, comes the SEO side, where we, you know, pretty much create a search engine for you that people can find you anywhere. All they have to do is Googling your name, and they will see scores of people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's the side that, you know, that's often ignored, and we are almost hilariously behind on that side of it, and it's frustrating because here we are. We're known for creating innovative curves that have been taken and, if you want to say, borrowed, wink, wink, from us over centuries.
Appropriated.
And here we are now. We're behind the curve.
Yeah, we definitely got to catch up. You know, engagement in STEM and just educating yourself with, I mean, there's so many resources out there. You can connect with Gabriel and myself by just going to SEOqueen.com. You can connect with Gabriel on Instagram by going to
Gabriel Rich, the number nine.
So Gabriel is going to be on the main stage and he's going to be sharing some great strategies on how to control the narrative online and why. We're going to be just dissecting you know, what is going on with businesses? How can you develop your competitive advantage in the online marketing space? And I'm so excited to continue collaborating with you, Gabriel Rich. We've been working together for years. We've done some amazing things together, and I'm looking forward to so much Indeed. More. Thank you so much, Gabriel. Please follow him at GabrielRich9 on Instagram. And you're listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, where we are definitely exploring great information to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, patients, and revenue. We are broadcast globally on Vashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Vashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. I want to make sure that I give a shout out to Marco Russell, the newest confirmed speaker for the Reach More Clients Conference. You can learn more about the conference by simply going to seoqueen.com/conference. And I'm so excited. Thank you so much, Gabriel. And until next time.
The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, more credibility. The SEO Queen, more visibility. The SEO Queen, more profitability. The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, the SEO Queen. The SEO Queen, more credibility, more visibility, more profitability. The SEO Queen.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Vashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.